A recent report by the World Health Organization, UNICEF and UNAIDS estimates that less than 15% of HIV-positive people in India who need antiretroviral drugs are receiving them. The report says 55,000 people get antiretroviral therapy at government centres and another 15,000 at private clinics. That is only a small proportion of those whose immune systems are so damaged that antiretroviral drugs are prescribed. The number of HIV-positive women receiving drugs for prevention of transmission from mother to child is even lower, a meager 3%. Overall, India is estimated to have 5.7 million HIV carriers, which is thought to be the highest number of any country in the world. But the report notes that India lags behind several other high-prevalence countries. For example, in South Africa, as many as 32% of HIV patients needing medication have access to the drugs. In Kenya, the figure is 44%, and in Nigeria, 26%. The head of India's National AIDS Control Organization, Sujata Rao, says India has to identify patients who need the treatment before it can significantly expand coverage.
Our biggest challenge today is phenomenally upscaling the access to testing. We need to test 22 million people per year. Unless we expand the pool of the tested number, we will not be able to get the number of people, the patients or the mothers who we need to reach out. And this is where we are going to be focusing our attention on.
Indian officials, meanwhile, say new concerns have emerged about the spread of HIV among injecting drug users or IDUs. It was believed that most such cases were concentrated in the remote northeast. But Sujata Rao says the virus has been found among IDUs in other parts of the country.
There is now evidence to certainly show Delhi, Punjab, Mumbai. That means in the mainland of the country also we do have IDU and HIV transmission through IDU. That makes it a larger problem. So that's something of concern because it's mainly young people who take to drugs and it's very difficult to get them off drugs. They're difficult to access. They're difficult to work with.
Indian officials say the cornerstone of the country's strategy to control the spread of AIDS remains prevention, and it is stepping up education and awareness programs as well as distribution of condoms. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.